Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Make sure everyone's phone's on silent. I tend to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't turn it off most of the times, and I just don't get texts throughout the episode, so that's embarrassing.
What I don't get is that now they like share your focus status with other people.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
like you're that? Have you ever been texting a friend and it says this person has their notifications on silence?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's been happening to me a lot.
Or I see the one while driving.
Oh yeah, but like I never approved.
Someone's driving. Like you get
there's a setting someone... you can turn on so if you get into the car you won't get any texts or calls.
My mom does it.
Like Alex, when I text him if he's driving, it'll send an automatic text back saying like...
Alex has that? Yeah. Alex Newman?
You know his mom made him turn that on.
Yeah. I've never gotten that text, so I've never texted him while he was driving.
But that's a little personal. You don't need to know the details that I'm driving. Imagine if you were lying to somebody being like, yeah, you were driving.
I'm just sitting at home.
Yeah, yeah. I'm there doing a thing. And they go, well, it says you're driving. That's none of their business.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I don't like? Now when I go through my pictures, I see every single picture I've ever been texted. It's so bizarre.
Wait,
if you go through your camera roll,
yeah,
there'll be pictures that were sent to you in a text message.
What?
And it'll say like an initial of who texted it to you, and it puts it into your camera roll.
Oh, now. I don't have one to update you guys.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I've had shared album things where like the photo's there, but I haven't fully saved it, but it's part of like... wherever it is chronologically, but I haven't.
Oh
yeah, it's like so weird.
You see, that's why I don't update my phone because I hate all the fucking updates.
I'm trying to see
Heath's screen, his home screen. That's I've never seen that before.
Like this. So that video was texted of Jason doing the speech, and it has that text bubble, and now it's in. I don't know why.
Anything to fill up your storage.
Exactly.
Buy a new phone.
That's exactly what's going on. That's such ridiculous. Bullshit.
How much do you pay a month for your storage?
I don't.
Or wait, what you don't?
I have the premium iCloud storage.
I pay you 2 terabytes. That's what I pay.
I'm not sure, but I know I pay. I know I get charged monthly.
I pay like $10 a month for it, just for the peace of mind.
That's insane. $10 a month just for a little bit of extra storage in phone.
It's the cloud. That's on some server somewhere.
I know. It's just.
I love the top, Mariah.
Thank you.
I'm wearing the same shirt I wore last episode.
It's all right. It was a week ago.
Me and Mariah are matching, and Matt and Heath are matching.
Nice.
Look at that. That's cute. We're cute.
Coordination.
Wearing my favorite.
Is that terry cloth?
My favorite jersey.
Yeah, you want to touch it? There's no bad.
Is that terry cloth?
That's really nice.
Oh. You look like a pop star, but like you're taking a break.
Thank you. Yeah. The shirt before the shirt.
It's like very Lindsay Lohan.
Thank you.
Back when she was, you know.
When she was what?
Is she
big actress. When she was like doing movies and shit.
I know.
Taking the break. I don't know where it was going with
that. She was adorable.
Fucking, give me a break.
Did you hear about the JoJo Siwa and the Candace DJ from...
Matt, you know what? That popped up on my TikTok page and I scrolled right past. She started talking and for 10 seconds later, I was just like, this isn't capturing my attention. And I fucking kept going. Well, tell
us. You know what happened?
Yeah.
You know there's that trend where people will have their phones and it's like, who is like your biggest celebrity crush? And the person flashes a picture of who it is really
but
fast.
But people are using it. I don't like how people are using it almost bullying. Like the least favorite person you've ever met. I'm like, that's... And you're just seeing their reaction.
Yeah, people are just... Like, people are doing it as a joke and it's just like...
So for the bit where it says, who's like the rudest celebrity you've ever met? I think that's what... the cue of it, she flashed it and people realized it was Candace, what's her last name, from Full House.
Candace Cameron.
And not as a joke.
No, not as a joke, but then Candace was like trying to reach out to JoJo and was like, I want to get on a call. Like, what's up? I hear you just shared this thing on TikTok.
God.
And apparently when JoJo Siwa was like 11 years old, she was on a red carpet, probably back in like the... whatever that dance moms.
Yeah.
And went up to her and asked to get a picture. And Candace said, I'm sorry. Or she said, not right now. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And then JoJo was like, well, that was rude. And so she did that. But that's what the whole thing was about.
Wow.
Silly.
Candace. So Candace is the girl that got that was on the phone.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
But she wanted to clear up that PR, you all know?
Right. Yeah, because if you're having,
that's why don't ignore who's someone's coming up to you.
That was good PR for Candace, though. It got her name out there for a day. That's good.
And not in a good way.
Bad publicity is still good publicity. Or is still publicity. Sorry, I got that. That one up.
Has there ever been like a fan of you who has like said something that they met you and you were awful and you're like, that's not true?
I know. I 100% know that there's people out there that have met me and they walked away with a bad experience. 100%. Because there's times where you just catch me on a very bad day or I'm like, fucking, I'm overwhelmed and like everything around me is just, I feel like the world's like closing in and like they'll meet me at that moment. And what I normally do is just completely ignore and just like go the other way. And that's probably what I did. And that's probably what they see.
So what do you have to say?
To the few people that have done that, I'm so sorry.
You should hop on a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just give me your number and I'll call you and I'll apologize. kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I mean, most times in public in general, I just get overwhelmed.
Who was the worst celebrity you've ever met?
Show it on your phone. Don't say it out loud.
The only celebrities I met are whoever showed up at David's house. So it's always been nice. They've always been nice, yeah. Right? They've always like.
There's been like a formal introduction. Yeah. Into
There hasn't been, I don't think, I mean, a mistake because I may forget. Is there any celebrity that I've come up to you and been like, damn, that was a really bad encounter?
I don't think so.
That wasn't my fault. I've had a couple that it was my fault. I made it a bad experience.
I feel like it's always been like surprisingly good stuff.
Or it's just like very like, you know, or you see them and they're like not smiling. So you're like, and you're like, oh, I thought they were always in a good mood.
You know who's the sweetest person ever? Beans.
You met Beans? Oh,
yeah.
Even Steven's Beans.
Yes. Yes.
At the bar right here.
Yeah, right there. He's there all the time.
Does he live in the neighborhood?
I think so, yeah.
Gotta keep an eye out for Beans.
Super, super nice guy.
he was just like, Zane, you know the right guy right there? Beans from Even Stevens. I was like, you're fucking like. That's just someone you never thought expect to see ever in your entire life. And he's just sitting there.
We were talking one night and we got talking about golf. He's like, we should go golfing sometime. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then like I thought he would forget about it, but he just commented on one of my pictures the other day and was
get
like,
get out!
Still want to go golfing with you. And I was like, let's fucking go.
I'll come out.
That's really funny. Wow. Well, you should definitely take him to golf. Right?
Yeah.
After this intro.
Let's get it, baby.
All right.
It's Coffee Talk, baby! Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are unfiltered.
That's right.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, we just hanging.
Hope you're having a lovely Monday/Tuesday. I always say that. Having a lovely Monday/Tuesday day. Hope everything is coming your way.
Or if you're early on the Patreon.
Yes.
Saturday, Sunday, whenever you're watching.
Saturday, Sunday. It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Welcome back. Yeah, we love you guys. And let's get right into it.
How's the day been?
Honestly,
there is a rocket heading towards.
You didn't hear about it?
America.
No.
Yes.
We're hoping it lands in the water.
Mariah's on conspiracy TikTok right now.
Wait, it's still in the air? How much time is
so funny, this girl posted this whole thing about this rocket and she showed the grid of the US and where it's like aiming towards and they're keeping an eye on it. It's supposed to be Saturday, but there's also like, it could be 16 hours before Saturday or 16 hours after Saturday. This weird thing. All the comments were like, excuse me, a rocket? Like, no one's heard of
this.
Wait,
so there's a rocket coming to the USA.
Is this our last podcast?
What's going on? Mariah,
right here.
You got to give us a little bit more
detail. That's all I got.
I thought you were bullshitting. I was playing along with it just to get a rise out of Matt.
Jordan, look that up.
That's a slow-ass rocket. It's 2022. Make it go faster.
Doesn't it fall fast?
It's Bob's big boy from...
The rocket is sponsored by the DMV.
Stop.
Uncontrolled debris from Chinese space rocket could crash back to Earth.
Okay, debris, Mariah. Debris.
Oh, okay. So it's
Think about how big a rocket is. A debris could be the size of the crew.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you kidding
catastrophic.
Me?
Bad.
Do you remember when the Challenger exploded? Do you remember that?
What's the Challenger?
That's a little dark. Yeah. We're starting off on a dark note.
Oh, that show on MTV.
No.
The Challenger. Do you remember being in elementary school where the astronauts were coming back to Earth and it disintegrated?
Or I don't remember it take watching
off?
It.
No, I think it took off.
Oh. It took off and exploded in the air.
Yeah, but
that was like one of the saddest days. Horrible.
In Texas, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The people's debris was falling in people's backyards.
Oh my God.
Oh, but
a big thing they had to say was like, if there is a space, like, debris in your backyard, do not go up and touch it because it's filled with like so much chemical radioactivity.
Oh man.
Good to know.
Wow.
And you know, in Beyonce's song EXO, that song, I love you like EXO.
Okay.
And it starts off, it's like, something's gone wrong. We don't know. That is the audio, I'm pretty sure, from the Challenger explosion.
No way.
That's bad.
There's no way.
I'm pretty sure that's, yeah. Yeah, they did that. I'm like, that's, imagine your dad was an astronaut, died in the Challenger, right? Beyonce was like, that sounds good.
Baby, dude, that's, okay, let's fact check. We're gonna fact check that.
Beyonce Challenger.
If that's wait, the
can
case,
we,
that's
can
really
we
bad.
Look at this rocket first?
Yeah, let's look at the rocket after. Have you guys ever seen
Beyonce responds to astronauts angry over her use of using the angry
oh my god, that's how do you not like think about that before putting it out.
Think about this. Beyonce probably had no clue that that came from that audio, right?
Yeah, but the producer did, I'm sure.
I'm saying the producer probably
this is a fire idea, and they were probably so excited.
I know, but I have a feeling he put in the song, and they were like, Beyonce, why don't you listen to this? And she heard it, and she's like, I love that. But like, he probably didn't tell her. By the way, this is from the Space Challenger.
The catastrophe.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're back. Let's back up.
Oh, we're talking about the debris.
Of the rocket now. We're not talking about, okay.
Just go to images.
We are all over the place.
I don't know. I have zero information. I just heard it.
I mean, as long as it's not a fucking missile, you know what I mean? I don't want a nuke coming. But have you seen those clips of like, you know those clips where like those informational like TikToks where they're like, if this nuke came and hit this side of the US, how big of an explosion would be? I saw, it was like a minute video and they're showing each nuke, how catastrophic.
How big, like.
Each one was just like, one missile hit like this entire city gone.
That's what,
and then
flattened.
I'm excited for that Oppenheimer movie. Like the guy, can you imagine being the guy who invented the atom bomb? Like, you invented the bomb that can destroy cities, destroy worlds. That's like insane. That like you invented it, and now you created a world where it's possible. Like, that is, it's insane that it exists because it's a battle of arms. Nobody will ever drop an atom bomb.
There's no need for bombs like that. Like, why?
Right.
You know what I mean? Why do you, like, because if someone.
It's because somebody did it just to be able to be the person that, you know what, don't fuck with him because he's got an atom
bomb.
And then if you know somebody else has it, you're like, well, shit, I got to make one so I can at least.
That's what the Cold War was, man. It was just a standoff of like, well, they have this, therefore we need to build this. And the guy who made it regrets ever fucking making it.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm the creator of evils or the death of worlds or something like that.
War of the worlds.
But I want to know how. So if the debris falls in your backyard, when do the Men in Black show up?
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Like, I want, like, when is the fucking.
It may become Stranger Things up in there. The government guys in the suits just going, boop, you didn't see anything. I don't know. Or do you sell it? Do you own it or do they own it if it lands in your property?
I think it should be finders keepers. Like people that find treasure and they get so excited. Like you just found a whole treasure chest of gold and you can't even do anything with it because it's going to get seized. That sucks.
Wait, that's like legally it gets seized? Yeah. When you find treasure in your property, on your property?
Yeah, or if you find it in the ocean, anything like that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you can't do anything with it.
Wait, can you tell me? What?
A lot of people, or if you find like an artifact that's worth like an insane amount of money, you can't do anything. Like,
oh, that happens in the movie Uncharted with Tom Holland that's out. Yeah, there's like something about that where they can't get it because once it's like seized in the water or something.
There was that one lady who bought something from a Goodwill. And it ended up being this insanely rare 100th century, artifact. What?
Good for her.
And that was worth like $500,000, $1 million or something like that. And whoever runs the collectibles for shit back then, I don't fucking know the name of it, but they came in and were like, you can't have that. That is something.
Is it property of the church? Is it something that
It wasn't the church.
Was it stolen from the church and then it made its way to Goodwill or?
No, it's just like,
I have fantasies where I just want to work at Goodwill and just go through stuff and like Google it being like, what's this?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know what would be valuable or not.
I guess, but I would have enough time to Google it.
Pot with a I mean, painting.
Like, I love Antique Roadshow. I want to go to one of those.
My favorite is the reaction of people who find out the value of whatever their item is. They have no idea. They go in with like something their mom gave them.
They damn well know what it's
worth.
Or
else you wouldn't be going in there in the first place.
Google it. You can just do Google image search on whatever it is you have and it would come up and tell you what the worth is, right?
Yeah.
Do you have like an antique or like an heirloom that you think is like worth a lot of money that like is in your family? You're like, ooh, I'd love to get my hands on that.
Probably. Yes.
What is it?
My parents have it in the house. It's I don't remember how they got it, but it was like traded for something from my nana, my meemaw.
Meemaw.
Stop calling.
No, I fucking hate that term. Meemaw.
I just think it's so funny. When I said Nana, it reminded me of Meemaw.
What did that
Meemaw and Pop, Poopa.
That guy made a video on it. He goes, if you're still calling your grandma Meemaw, stop that shit.
But yeah, it's this giant framed artwork piece that is all made out of yarn. And it's a woven portrait of this giant landscape with like a river and like a bridge and like this house thing. But it was from, I guess, like, I think World War I. And it's from somewhere or something, but I think it's worth like an insane amount of money.
Do they have to seize it from Meemaw now, the government?
No, my parents have it.
Oh, your parents have it now.
But it looks really sick. It's all hand done with like thread. I don't even know what it would be worth, but it's pretty sick.
Yeah, Picasso's are pretty cheap.
Tell them to send a picture. I want to see it.
My parents went to the Museum of Modern Art. That's the one that's in New York. And David Hockney like had an exhibit, just a poster, bought a poster of the exhibit. And now probably bought the poster for like $20. Now the poster is worth like $3,000. Just the poster.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to start investing in art.
We should.
For museums.
That's why I have a David Hockney lithograph above my bed. The one that's in plexiglass that hangs right there.
Wait, I thought that was, you printed that at FedEx and put.
That's the Le Corbusier. Yeah,
oh, that got was it. That one you printed out. Okay.
The one I have above is like, it's a pretty, it's not like.
It's a, in my head, that's not the peace treaty. That's a copy of the peace treaty.
It's not a.
Oh, sorry, Matt, go.
It's not a Hockney painting, but it's like a lithograph, but it's a really nice version of like one of his prints. But I don't know, I spent like $300 or $400 and David Hockney's still alive and I think he's in his 90s. So when he dies.
We're just hoping he dies quick. Let's get that money, baby.
Let's get it. But then I think if you had a $10 million painting, would you sell it or would you keep it? What if it was somebody very important? He goes, I've had this forever. I've always loved you, Heath. Take this.
It's sold the next day.
Yeah.
Don't question it. Let's go.
Wouldn't question it. Because because I don't care about art like that, like other people do. So in my head it's like, wow, I need that. Like I want the $10 million.
And somebody else is going to appreciate it more than
exactly.
You.
But it's the honor of who gave it to you. Like what if it was. What if it was like. Oh, Hank Williams is dead. Or I'm trying to think, what if like Toby Keith, I don't know why I'm coming up, like gave you like, Heath, I love you, man. Have this, please. And you're like, that's the worst is that you're like, I want to sell this. With the honor of like.
If I needed the money, I would sell it. If it was something that I was like, you know, I wouldn't want to. But
I'd sell the ownership, but I'd still be like, you can have it, but I keep it, but you own it. As long as. You know what I mean?
But it stays in your house.
This is why I wouldn't want to keep something like that in my house. Number one, because I would either lose it at some point in my life. Number two, I get broken in too many times and I feel like that shit would get stolen. And I'd probably think about that every time I leave my house. Like, oh, I have a $10 million painting in my house and no one's in the house. What if it's gone one day when I come back? I'd rather that in cash form in my bank account. Because you can't steal that. One day you're going to be able to steal it.
What if your great grandmother Mariah gave you like a $3 million necklace and it went down to you? What would you?
That's different.
Okay.
Like my grandmother, I would keep it.
$3 million.
Yeah.
$10 million.
Right. We're not recording right now.
Let's go higher. When are we turning the back on grandma to get the cold hard cash?
No, because grandma's always watching. That's the thing. Grandma's always watching.
Yeah.
It's that Mariah
guilt. Her grandma. My grandma would never be watching me.
Did you see how much the jackpot is up to for the lottery?
What is it, 1 point something billion?
It's over $1 billion.
For the lottery. Like one person's gonna get that billion.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is absolutely absurd.
I just hope it goes to somebody who needs it, you know?
I just really don't understand why one person needs a billion. Like, when it comes to like a lottery. Like you could easily split that to like 1,000 people, or
I even think the lottery should be $500,000 max, because that's a lot of money.
It's crazy. Does that make sense? Like, not like there should so all be going.
I love it knowing that there is that little ticket that can win and change your life.
Yep, $500,000 can change your life.
Correct, but a billion?
I feel like they'd make more money. Whoever's running these lotteries, they'd make more money if they knew that more people were winning.
Yeah.
Instead of one person. Yeah.
How much of the sales goes to the state?
Well, if you take the cash prize
in the lottery, basically, don't they keep like 50% and then they put the other 50% into the winnings, and that it keeps piling up. So the people are paying.
There was a cash.
That's why the government loves that shit.
There's so many different types of lotteries out there. Like
that's pretty crazy. The half of that billion.
Yeah, I agree though. I think more people should win and they should make.
So hold on. They're going to take half from every sale. And then they're going to tax you on it and take another half?
That's a fucking lottery, baby.
But the
lottery's...
You have no right.
Like, no, but that lottery's coming from everybody else's money, though. You know what I mean?
That's a lottery. That's what the point is.
I know, but the government shouldn't take half of that. That's not fair.
Yeah, should be called.
You know what I mean?
Have you ever known somebody who has won the lottery?
Not like a substantial amount like that.
Yeah, not like a gas station like ticket. Like, I know people that won the lottery at like in Vegas.
There was
like
a family I knew growing up that did win the lottery. I think it was maybe a couple million, but we didn't find out until a few years later. Like they moved, they got a better house, everything.
Yeah.
Like we were like, what? Oh, they must be doing really well.
Just hush, hush.
And then like 5 or 6 later, we found out,
they hit the lottery.
They had hit the lottery. But that's the thing is, you don't tell people.
You have to. You can't tell anybody, because the moment other people, like your neighbors, find out, no one like fucking want, like no one like likes you anymore.
That's why always the idiot kid who like wins the lottery, who's like 18 years old and goes on TV and is like there with the big check. Like,
and then their shit gets stolen fucking 3 weeks later, or like people just take advantage.
There's a pretty crazy statistic of people that win the lottery and then end up going completely broke afterwards because they don't know how to like
manage it.
They don't know what to do with it. And they just blow it all, end up.
There's a really great movie that just came out with Bryan Cranston and Annette Bening called Bill and Marge Go Large. And it's about a couple back in 2003 or 2004 figured out. He was like a good, hardworking man, but wanted to retire, but still didn't even have anything saved up to like provide for his family. And he figured out there was this like error in this lottery, and then was able to then start racking up.
What do you mean there's an error in the lottery?
It's so mathematical where it's hard for me to even explain, but it's based on a true story. But what was really great is he ended up creating a fund with all of his like community and was able to like help make his friends a bunch of money and give back to like this dead town. And then these Harvard students, a Harvard kid, figured out how to beat it and was like challenging him. The whole movie
is based on a true story.
Based on a true story.
That's insane. Even the McDonald's, lottery.
Monopoly.
It's insane how that was real. Like that seems like a movie script, like just a fake movie. But that shit was real. They were taking that and I forget what the story was. But
did you play the McDonald's lot? Oh, you didn't go to McDonald's.
Like on your soda, on your. You didn't go to McDonald's. Well, you only went once.
You can explain it.
Okay, so on the McDonald's cups, they'd have this like it was Monopoly. You'd peel it off, and you have to collect like three of like the same. Like pieces or something. And if you have all
three. It's Monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You collect three of the same pieces, then you win like $1 million. Like you win the lottery.
Or a jet ski.
Yeah. What? It was insane. But this couple knew somebody that worked at the place that made those tickets. And so they were able to like find those three all the time.
What in the Veruca Salt?
The people, like, so everybody that was winning were all. They all lived in the same town, all like just streets apart.
Did they stop it after?
And after like the fifth win in that same town, the cops were like, "Wait a second."
Because it was so funny, like them interviewing the people, and they're like, "Isn't it crazy that you won?" And they're like, "I can't believe it."
Mariah, you gotta watch just for those videos, for that footage of them all being interviewed, and they're all trying to come up with how they won it. It's so fun to watch.
Speaking of winning money, you guys just went to Vegas. What happened?
I was up a lot. every time I get back,
you left up, right?
Zach Justice told me that you were up 800 and that you were in the green. And I was like, I'll hear the story.
I ended up losing the winnings.
We got a little greedy.
Overall, I'm down like $400 for this.
But like, you know, I respect how Heath plays because he puts the money in and then he knows that he's gonna, or he says, I'm going to lose this and I'm going to leave with losing this.
No, he does.
Like,
I'm willing to
lose
this.
Like, what are you okay with losing?
Right. Yeah. I don't go like, I'm bringing this, I need to come back with. I'm like, okay, this is how much I'm willing to lose to have fun gambling.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he won't go past.
I'm okay with it.
But you get a little froggy though. Like you'll be starting hitting it and he's like, he'd be putting that like 50 on that bonus buster, like
the easy bust and the fucking side bets. That's where they get you, the side bets.
I know. I've seen times in my life, Heath, you've had like a castle of chips.
We were doing really good on roulette too.
Oh, yeah. We did do good.
Oh.
Quite a bit of money sitting there. And then
you blowing on the dice, Mariah? Like
you do the red?
She was my good luck charm.
Yeah, every time I showed up at the table, he was up and up and up.
I get bored. I'm just like, okay. I think
when you start getting bored, you gotta leave.
This is really bad because if I go, okay, I'm willing to lose $1,000 on this trip, and I'm up $300, I'm like, I really don't fucking care. You know what I mean? I have a hard time just being like, okay, cool, let's walk with $300. I'd rather be like, all right, let's test it. Like, right. If I'm going to win, I want to fucking go and be like, won $15,000. You know exactly, what I mean? Like, then I'd be like, let's get out.
Yeah, we're out.
When we were at the slots and we put in $50 and you were up $7, I pulled out. Oh, I was like, yeah,
seven.
Let's go to the next machine.
Yeah, and just like, yeah. I was like, good. You did so good.
Went to the food court, got a Sbarro pizza for $7. Fucking made this trip worth it.
I blew my money lost all my money.
Yeah, the big cheese. Slot machine was.
We got to a point. I was pulling out at the right time. As soon as I was over $5, I was like, perfect, and I pulled it out. But because it's fun playing for a long time, like the slots. But there was a point where I have no idea what I was about to say.
Big cheese.
Big cheese. All she's seeing is the slots on them.
She gets fixated on like the numbers and the bing, bing, bing and the bells. She's like, I need to hear that again. I don't care if I'm winning. I just need it to like go to the bonus
she
round.
She goes to volume and goes, max.
Yes. You'd love Candy Crush then.
No. but we got to a point, like, we got back this morning. We drove back at like 2 a.m., right?
Jeez. Uh-huh.
And, but so we were playing till like 1 a.m. and we were playing and it was just the two of us in the casino and it wasn't rowdy because it was a Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. It wasn't rowdy. Everybody was like so nice to each other and nobody was like super drunk and I was just enjoying myself. So I like put in $300 and I walked out with nothing.
Wait, a good time.
But I was at the point where that's an Ace Fest ticket. It's almost like I did it on purpose though. It's almost like I put in the money and I kept going until I got to zero and then I just left.
Absolutely.
Like, I didn't want to go back up. I was like, okay, we're almost done. And I said, by the time I lose this money, that'll be
because what if that last $10 is the winner? You know what I mean? It's the
burn it.
Look at Mariah on her first hit ever.
No, that was the first.
Oh, I love that sound.
That sound?
Wow, yeah, that is a...
And I love it when...
No, but they did all that for like $3.
Oh, I hit one machine, it was going crazy.
And people were gathering around because it looks like you won and the sound and everything's vibrating and like there's people around looking and it went up like $2.50.
It was so stupid. The guy behind me was like, that was it? I was like, I know.
$2.
It's crazy how they like reel you in, those machines. Yeah. It's nuts.
It's amazing. I love it.
Spraying something in the air.
The guy, you know, the bankers there where you like cash your chips in. I had been like going back and like I would give the coins and then I'd get my money. And then towards the end of the night, I found like $40 worth of chips in my pocket. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Let me just go cash this out. I don't feel like throwing it on something. And I walked up and I set it there and he laughed at me. He dead ass looked at me and was like, he was like, all right, here we go. Let's get you paid. And then he went 5, 10, 15, 20, like, and he just like gave it to me. And I was just like, he like gave me this look. And then he was like, don't blow at all. He literally said that. And I was like,
he's poor shaming you.
I felt like really pissed.
The $40 is a lot. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if someone's coming up with $40 worth of chips, though. Like, that's...
Right.
What hotel are we at? Where are we gambling?
That was at Resort World.
Resort World.
Resort World is a
really nice.
I just acted
it's
like...
big.
bad name. Resort World.
Resorts.
Well, it's like, we had it is like a resort. It's like there's it's three like hotels. A mall. Yeah, there's like three hotels within
it's
it.
It's actually
like,
a pretty good hotel. It's like it's really wide really and nice. Open.
Yeah, it's just very
name
open.
Name it something fancy instead of Resort World. It's like SeaWorld and like Disneyland Resort.
I'm trying to figure out why they would call it Resorts World. Is it because it's a like
a trifecta?
It is like a resort though. It's or like, yeah, it's tropical, like a hard, tropical. It's theme. Like a hard rock. No, it's not.
Resort doesn't mean tropical.
No, but like it's like a resort. When you go to a resort, you think of like a tropical hotel. Man, I thought that's maybe what they were trying to do. Resorts. I don't know.
Anyway, love your resort.
I am the spokesperson for Resorts World. I'm just trying to
say. I did win $600 golfing.
As a casual bet with somebody?
Yeah.
what are we playing? Are we playing like a per hole kind of a thing or we're reaching towards a...
Yeah, it was on the back nine. It was $500 for the back nine. Whoever won. True. And then... My buddy who I was betting against, he wanted to at least try to like win some back. He's like, all right, last hole, you already got me beat. Just last hole, let's do $100 on top of it.
Oh boy.
And I was like, fuck
you
it, just
right. You beat him every
and
time.
I beat him again and I made $600. So I technically didn't do that bad out there gambling.
He actually likes to play bad before bets.
It's called sandbagging.
It's called bluffing. Oh.
Yeah, he likes to.
Sandbagging.
Sandbagging.
Yeah, that was my grandpa's fantasy football team.
The sandbag?
It's illegal to sandbag. It'll get you messed up in a pool hall, too. Don't what do that.
Well, no, it's not illegal, though, to do that. It's just frowned upon.
No, like if you are playing something and you purposefully do bad, like in a car race or something like that, so you get people to then go and bet money against you because they're anticipating or like expecting you something to perform a certain way.
But legally, and what's the worst that can happen?
What's the origins of this? Like
the meaning behind sandbagging?
Hot air balloons? That's the only time I'm really thinking about bags of sandbagging.
I think it has to do with racing. You would throw sandbags in your car to weigh it down or something.
Oh.
So then
you would throw the sandbags out and then you would go faster?
I think so.
Sandbag origin.
That's fun. Yes.
Oh, it is racing. Good on you, Heath.
The term has multiple uses, such as a driver who competes in an event in a series below their level of expertise to finish
high. Oh, we know that.
Oh, okay.
Now do origin.
Meaning comes from poker, where a sandbagger is someone who holds back from raising because they want to keep their opponents in the game for longer.
Okay. But where's the bag? Where's the sand?
Yeah.
Where's the sand?
When you're like you're bagging somebody, is that like the is there
you're bagging
anyway. Bagging somebody? Hey, what's that term mean?
You're bagging on somebody? Ragging?
Ragging? I don't know. I thought that was a word too.
But yeah, it was a really fun trip.
It was a really nice trip, and we've been to Vegas like over 10 times probably. You know, like we go as a group, whatever. But this was the first time that I realized I never really got to experience. Every time we went to Vegas, it was. We're going to leave in 30 minutes. We're going to go see this DJ. We're going to go to the club and then we're going to fly back home.
Yeah.
It
was always for a specific reason.
It's always for a club or the casino. And so this time we went with our group and nobody likes to go to the club. So we were just like, let's explore the town of Vegas. So we went to Fremont Street, which is the original strip.
The old school one.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the Golden Nugget. Uh-huh. And
yes.
The people
seeing
flying
the
down.
The Golden Nugget
Binions?
Was, yeah. Oh my like, gosh. I every street that I went on, I would look up that street and then a different year, like 1950. Yeah. And I was it was just.
I love it.
Some
shit Matt would do. Uh-huh.
It was amazing. There's pictures of the Rat Pack in front of the Golden. Oh my
it's
gosh.
So sick.
It was so such a cool feeling. And like he was getting emotional because when his grandparents would go to Vegas, that was the strip they would walk down. And the casinos on that strip were almost untouched.
They
the
look,
old school
they look
oh, they're,
old
they're
school.
Serving you like on the street there. Like the bars are like, really out
and
the
it's
open.
Just got
the
that smell.
Yes, the smell, the cigarette smell. Like, but it's not like muggy. It's just, it's almost like an air freshener, like old Vegas hotel.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It was so, the carpets were tacky. They were cheetah print and palm trees. It was just like...
It's cool. It's just
it's
like the
cool.
History is really
sick. Yeah, it felt really, really nice. And we didn't get... There's still so much that we have to experience. Like, I didn't know they had the neon boneyard. Have you heard of that? They take old signs like...
that they don't
Stardust,
use anymore.
Hard Rock, like all the old signs that would be around Vegas on the strip. When they replace them, they don't throw them out. they put them, they set them up nice like a museum. Look how cool that
that's
is.
Sick.
So those are the old signs that got replaced.
Oh, you know there's Instagram girls there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I want to be next
like
in
that
line.
To me feels like a Zombieland type
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. That, yeah. Like you know? What was that? Zombieland. That's a movie, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly what it feels. Oh
that's
my
sick.
God.
I love that.
That is such a good idea. Like there's so much to Vegas.
Yeah. There's a lot of
it's
things
a lot
to do.
More than just
sex, drugs,
partying,
and rock and roll.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
That, yeah, partying is stupid.
We went to a bunch of Italian restaurants where like they're like mob themed and they have pictures of like Sinatra there and like they used to perform
it's
and
crazy
Elvis.
That they would just go in there and like eat. I don't know. I can't get over it.
I know. I love it so much. I love it.
If these walls could talk.
Oh, you're telling me.
The story's
do you ever get like upset that you
mobsters
can't?
Mobsters get her juices flowing. I
put on my pinstripes for the night and
I get so mad that I can't go back in time.
I know.
Like
I
not being able to time
up.
Travel like really makes me angry.
It works me up.
We all wish.
That's why we watch stories and movies and
read books. You got to read books,
Heath. When's the last time you
read? Can I have what was your first cuss word? Which is what word did you say that just came out and you were like, "God damn."
Feels so good.
Moron.
Well, one time I got beat for saying something sucked. Like the word suck.
Oh, suck.
That was a good one.
Big no.
Could not say sucked.
I used to do
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm.
I got in trouble for doing the suck it. Do you remember that? Was that? I didn't know what it just, but we would do that.
Suck it. You got those like baggy.
I didn't know what the hell that meant.
No idea, but I remember. I think I did it to my dad or something. I was just like, suck it. And oh man,
it's crazy that the term, suck, like where it came from, like, oh, that sucks. Like that sucks dick. Like that sucks.
Oh, you know,
it's crazy. Like when you really think about it, like,
is that the origin?
I think so.
I had a creepy science teacher when I was in middle school.
I knew it. Did he make you suck it?
No, we couldn't say, this was so creepy about him is because he was like, do not say sucks in my classroom. You cannot say sucks in my classroom. And we were like, why? What we'd be like, why can't we say sucks? He'd be like, he said, it's a sex act.
What?
He said that. And like, we are in like sixth, seventh grade.
That's pretty
dude.
Crazy. That,
that is the most
that.
Inappropriate. I think, because now visually, we are young kids, 11, 12 years old.
What
and
are
now
we
we're
sucking?
Thinking about sex, the sex act of sucking.
Yeah.
And you're putting that image in our brain.
He did that to say it. Like he said, we're not going to say suck. So the kids would be like, why not say suck? So he could then be like, because it's a sex act. So it was like his lead up into into bringing.
I think that's what the term actually means. I think he was using it as a way for you guys to stop saying it because he doesn't like. But obviously, I would never do that. I don't agree with the teacher. I'm just saying that because I think that's just like the real origin of the word.
But if I found out that like my kid is in seventh grade, sixth grade,
absolutely.
Science class,
let him say it.
And there's a teacher going. Can't say sucks. Why? Because it's a sex act. That is so inappropriate. Just be like, it's inappropriate. I don't like it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Respect the rule.
Yeah. Absolutely. No. I'm not going with the teacher. I'm just saying that's why he said it. But absolutely inappropriate. It's a fucking sixth grade classroom.
Oh, I wish I could call out that teacher so bad.
Say his name.
No. Like, dude,
actually don't. Just don't.
I know.
We've got enough trouble.
If kids came forward about that teacher, if one student came forward and said that they had an issue, and if anybody else wanted to come forward with the story, I absolutely would. I think that teacher, it's ridiculous. And he's still teaching today. Still teaching.
Do you think he's done other things that are really bad, or was it just
dude,
that one
he
moment?
He grabbed me by... I talked about this on Good Influences. I talked about this before if people have listened to it. Grabbed me by my neck and pushed me against a wall one time. Dude, I vividly remember him doing that
in school.
What did you do?
Wow,
accepted it. Thought said, I was.
No,
I thought
no,
I.
No, what, why
he
did
said
he do
suck.
That?
I think I probably like was being like just being smart, like or being like a smart aleck, like, and just now like said like well, and then he was. Just
I can't
like,
imagine you
that
getting,
is crazy.
Like choked by a teacher.
But it was in such a time where like I thought I was getting in trouble, and me getting that. Was better than getting sent to the principal's office.
That's
you know what I mean?
There was no moment when we were like little in classroom where that was acceptable at all. Like even like, you know how like back then, like teachers probably hate kids, but like any, our entire like elementary school, middle school,
yeah, no.
The teacher could not touch. Like, oh, we don't
corporal punishment.
Yeah.
He also would do pressure points. He would come by.
What?
And he would, you know that like area yeah, in your neck where he's sensitive? Oh. He would press you and you would like lose control. So inappropriate. Did it multiple times to multiple students. And I-
That's insane.
I've talked about it to some other people who've been alumni when I've like
uh-huh.
reconnected. I'm like, wasn't he pretty creepy? Everyone's like, yeah. He was. No, I remember all that. But I just wish one person would go public with it. Cause I don't want to deal with the wave. But I hope he's still not doing that. You know?
Yeah.
There's no way he's still doing that now. There's no way.
Because he got called out or he's
because like, these days will get called out.
You cannot go no near way. You can't breathe near a student yeah. without there being a complaint.
Yeah. 100%.
Like especially when I went to school, you would be able to like a lot of teachers would grab like kids like yeah. they would grab even that
is
right. Yeah. Like, or if kids like need to be in a line and they're not in line and they, you can't even like adjust that. Like
now it's, I feel like now it's verbal too. Verbal. Like if you're clearly like yelling at a student more than like other people. Like, I don't know. Like shit that we dealt with all the time as kids, but like, I feel like now it would get called out for like other students would notice it because students back then yeah. would have never noticed that shit. If one student was getting like, yeah. harass more than the other kids.
But then like it's weird. What's weird about that is like, oh, if someone came forward and then I said it, like what? I get, should he be fired from his position that he's in now? Like, what am I doing?
Well, no.
I don't deserve anything. I'm not expecting anything. I would not say I was traumatized, but it stuck with me.
Yeah.
Like it really like freaked me out, but.
I think it would be just to like for people listening, if they had a kid in the class or whatever, to at least be aware of the situation and yeah. the past that he has. You know what I mean?
I just wish I could look him in the eye and be like, that was really weird what you did. And I just want to let you know that I never, ever forgot about it.
Yeah. And just whisper to him, just be like, you're not still doing that, right?
I know. He was a good teacher. That's what sucks about it.
You're saying outside of that he was a very
fun teacher.
It's like that movie Whiplash. Like what's his
yes,
name?
Yes, it's that Stockholm syndrome yeah. of like you start sympathizing with your abuser.
Yeah,
like it's
that's a great movie, Whiplash.
Mm-hmm. I heard
amazing
it's really
movie. It's literally the same situation.
Not my tempo. That's a quote from the movie. I'm not telling Zane
that. Yeah.
Get off track.
Well, I can't wait for you to show us a picture of him.
Any creepy teachers though? That
we had the one guy that somebody dug up pictures of him.
Oh no, that was more like embarrassing.
It was just a little bizarre.
Because you know, like back then you could not like follow your teachers. You couldn't add them on like Facebook or anything like that, right? That was like a huge no-no. Like teachers would be like, you can't add me as a friend until you graduate. That was always like a thing.
Right.
Like, in our school it was. And that didn't sound creepy at all. Somebody posed as another person, like they like catfished their account and then they follow or they added
yeah.
one of our teachers as a friend and he accepted. And they were able to see all his pictures. And there was like,
he was in like ball gag and like fishnet stuff and very like
on Facebook.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
But
yeah.
he was like, I think he had like a band on the side.
Yeah.
And
I think it was like a costume party or something. It was something.
It was just a joke.
Just seeing him dressed like that. Everybody was like, oh my God.
But only that picture got circulated. Not like probably the rest of the party pictures that were in there. And it was really, and I think he brought it up to the class one day because it got to him that all the kids were sharing it. So he had to
address it
in the class.
How'd he do it?
I wasn't there.
Friends
were telling us about how he addressed
it. What was the subject or what did he teach?
He was
science.
Some sort of science class. I don't know if it was like a biology or something.
Poor thing. That's so embarrassing. Imagine.
So embarrassing.
Imagine.
Did you guys have Facebook pages for each grade where people can anonymously post like secrets about people in your grade?
There was ratemyteacher.com that was
pretty good. Oh my God. I used that all the time.
Yeah.
You go back and judge.
You'd be looking for the one with the chili pepper because the teacher was
yes! Bro, that was for college.
That is so funny.
Do they still have that? They have to have that still.
Like, explain what it was.
So basically you would go and rate my teacher and you would look up all the different classes that you'd be choosing and you would pick your teacher, but you would look and see like the reviews. People would be like, bad teacher, they suck, blah, 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 whatever. And then it would, every single teacher had a chili pepper that you could rate them on their looks. If yeah. it was a hot teacher
a
or
hot
not.
Teacher. That's insane. Hot teacher.
That's crazy.
Wasn't there, that's really wasn't funny. There somewhere like the actual teachers would leave a review like, this is the teacher. Like, I have never done that before. It was people like, would leave reviews and like, whether they were true or not, the teacher would go under, this is Mr. Whatever. I never did
so
that.
Oh, bad. It was like Yelp. Like, sorry about your experience, but.
That's crazy that they had that like chili
yeah,
pepper
it's
meter.
It's crazy like, they had a lot of things like that.
Did you hear about the whole Cypress Bay incident thing?
No.
Is this a Texas school?
No, it was in Florida. It was like this like crazy thing that happened. It was like all over the news. There was like something like a nude, not outbreak, but it was like something insane where like a bunch of shit got leaked.
Like from Assassination Nation, the movie, or like every.
Oh, like Heath, I remember that. That's so weird. That was like deep in my memory.
And it was like this whole thing where.
It was a whole leak where everybody's news just got released. Yeah, and it was like scene kids and just like.
It was something like crazy.
Because I know that there's people that had files or folders of everybody's news, especially in the scene community, like back in the scene days with like all, you know, all the kids.
There would be like a group of people that collected somehow. They always
They would get it from friends and then they would start collecting it in a folder.
It'd be that kid at the lunch table like, have you seen so-and-so?
Yeah, and they would have the whole file. They would have everybody's interview. They would have it as blackmail. Just this one person, this one kid would have blackmail.
We had something like that.
That's so crazy. It was a different time.
We've
talked about this before, but so interesting. I want to bring it back. Remember that page that it was like a talk shit site. It was a MySpace
like
page.
Like an Ask FM.
It was an Ask FM, but it was a public thing where people
Spring Forum.
Du Moy. What's that page that like
talk? That leaked celebrity.
Okay, so like, it was like gossip. An honest account like Du Moy that would post like private shit of everybody's lives, and they were like real. Like this person was actually getting all this information and posting it on the site, and it was true. It was like all these scene kids. It was like the news. It was like the TMZ, but like nobody knew how this one person was getting all this news.
Mm-mm.
And I found out who was running that page.
Oh, afterwards?
It was a huge page. Like everybody, all the scene kids, like the famous scene kids,
how'd you find out?
Because the person told me, found like they logged in. They logged in and showed us it was their account. It was insane. So horrible. So horrible. But like it ended up being somebody I knew.
Wow.
Yeah. Jesus.
close person. That's somebody I knew.
Damn.
Whoa. I'll tell you after. Fucking nuts.
Yeah, there was someone.
There was Jordan.
There was an anonymous.
Wait, Jordan, do you know about this?
I think I might know who.
Okay, he might know. You definitely know. He definitely knows. Unacceptable if that shit was
unacceptable.
Unacceptable if that shit was happening right now. Like, they do have that now, like Shade Room and all that shit. They do that. But I feel like it's not our world. We're not like tapped into that.
Is are kids still cyberbullying?
Oh, I feel like now more than ever.
Yeah,
oh,
I feel like huge. Now.
Look at the TikTok comments. Bro, that's all pretty much.
I'm getting cyberbullied.
Anybody who comments is bullying.
But I think you get like cyberbullied by like the public. I don't. Are kids like still cyberbullying like their peers?
Yeah. Yes, I can confirm.
That is still happening.
You can confirm.
That makes me angry. I just thought
my students and stuff. They were at that age, like teenagers, and they would talk about it all the time.
Oh, the people are like,
yeah,
so, like,
they'd
bullied.
Be like, well, she put this online.
Does it happen in person still? Like back then, because in person was really bad.
Oh yeah, of course.
Isn't it strange?
I feel it happens. I'm surprised it happens in person still. I can see it happening online a lot.
It's
but in
easier.
Person,
yeah,
for some
it's
reason,
definitely
I just don't
easier
see it.
Online for people, but. In person, like there are more physical altercations than I've ever heard of. Like the students I used to teach, they were in middle school telling me every day about these like physical fights that girls would get in with each other. And I was like, what? I didn't see a fight until high school.
Because now everyone's
like middle school. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like if I ever saw a negative comment on MySpace, like on a MySpace.
I'm sure
page.
There was.
I can't even like.
God, I remember getting bullied in high school and I cried. Man, it was did you ever get to school early in the morning? Like before school started, where did they put you? Did you guys like all go to the cafeteria?
No, we just sat in the hallway, like just around the school.
Oh, y'all all just like sat in the hallway.
Different parts of the school.
Sometimes we would like go to the gym and we would have to sit like in the bleachers of the gyms. You could play volleyball, but we would like for the next 30 minutes, we would just
How early would you get? I would get there on time.
Oh, you
day.
Were going to breakfast.
No,
you would go early.
They had breakfast.
I never got to do the breakfast.
But no, it just my parents had to go to work. They dropped me off. School started at 8:50.
That's true.
Probably got dropped off at 8:30, 20 minutes. And I remember sitting in the bleachers watching like this little volleyball game, waiting to go to school. And they were all the eighth. I was in seventh grade. There was all these eighth graders. And then like this dude comes up to me in front of all these people, and he goes, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Matt." He goes, "Your boyfriend's name is Matt?"
That's good.
He just said
his boyfriend's name is Matt. Your boyfriend's name. And I remember sitting there, and like I had nothing smart to say, and I just wept.
Damn, I can see Matt. I can see it right now.
That's such like an like our time. That's such a sentence that
it's
like,
crazy. I couldn't have the balls to say that to somebody like in school. It's crazy how there was a complete opposite spectrum in school. It's like someone that had the balls to just call anybody out like that.
I remember it was just like tears, but I was trying to stay so strong. Yeah. Like I wasn't like I was just like trying to tough it out and just
say that
tears.
Like you can't say anything.
Yeah, how do you even fight back? Like, yeah. What do you even say?
No, he knows it works. That's why he uses it. That's why he used it on that.
It's great. I wish I can have.
Shut the fuck up.
I wish I can have like my aunts and uncles on to tell all their like schoolyard fighting stories because they are absolutely insane. Ooh. Like, ooh. Well, when my mom comes on, she could tell her fighting stories.
I can't.
But there's a couple stories where like back then you fought. Okay. If my uncle goes home to my grandpa and he was like, so-and-so threatened me with a knife.
Let's go back. Let's go right now. Let's go fight him.
My grandpa would give him a bat to show up to school with. Like, wow. It was like, yeah.
That's and an they Italian were in, right yeah, there.
And they were in like fifth, sixth grade. So that's there's this kid, Richie, that was threatening my uncle David. He told him that he's going to bring a knife to school and kill him. There was like a rumor around the school that like, and he said he was in fifth grade and he goes, Richie, he goes home to my grandpa and he goes, Richie said he's going to bring a knife to school and kill me, whatever. So that's when my grandpa gave him the baseball bat. And he goes, if anybody tries to mess with you, like, use this.
You know what's crazy? That like they didn't just call the school and be like, there's someone coming with a knife. There's a bat.
No, there's
a
student.
Was there no phones didn't exist back then?
I mean, like,
what
was,
happened?
It was
student directory.
You can literally smoke on the schoolyard. Like there's like no rules.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, in the fifth grade. So he showed up to school and he waited for the school to come out, and my uncle in fifth grade is holding the bat. And the school lets out and he goes, Richie, you looking for me?
It's like a movie.
Yeah, so Richie comes over and my Uncle David takes the bat and he's just like going like this. And then Richie was friends with this other girl that my mom previously beat up. She was the school bully. And so she showed up to back Richie up. My grandpa showed up behind my uncle.
What are these parents getting involved?
So because my grandpa was like, go fight. But my grandpa stayed behind, close behind, to make sure he was going to do it.
With a machete.
And he showed up. And my uncle is so scared. And like I said, my mom had previously beat up this school bully. So my grandpa shows up and he screams at them. He goes, Richie! And he goes right up. He goes, do you know who I am? And they freaked out. And they were like, yeah, you're Tina's pappy, my mom. And they said, we're good. We're all good. And they stopped and they said, yeah. And that's Tina's little brother. And they were like, okay, cool. We're good. We're good. But I wonder how they're doing.
But I feel like that's like Brooklyn, though. Like kids are still like that.
Oh, yeah.
They're like just very street and...
That's nuts.
It's crazy. It was a different time.
Like, I hear stories about people getting jumped. I'm like, I don't even know. I couldn't even imagine being jumped.
No. Yeah.
I
got jumped.
Like, jumped.
What's your jump?
Like, five dudes come over.
Okay, mine was five girls.
Not jumped.
You got jumped by...
I got my ass beat.
They physically were on the, like...
They were hitting me.
Where was Princess?
Wait. Princess was not there
lead,
that day.
Lead in the pack.
She was not there that day. Princess, she used to be my protector, and she was not there that day.
Isn't getting jumped out of like an initiation thing for who's ever jumping you? Like they're doing it out of their own amusement. Like you didn't do anything to ask for it. The people who are coming over just to jump you.
Yeah,
it depends.
Like you're just going up to beat up this random person. Like, right?
I feel like there's some sort of beef.
Yeah. Like I think jump means like more than two people are like beating you up, right?
Yeah.
But it's usually four.
Like when it's clearly not a fair fight.
Yeah. Okay.
You're getting jumped.
All right. Yeah. I thought it was like, I don't know.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Saying how you wish you had your brother protect you. There was one time where my brother did. There was this girl and guy on our school bus. I wish I could say their names because it was
first names. Say the first names. Who cares? No one will find them.
But the two kids were Muhammad and Ashley and Muhammad, right?
Okay.
We were all in the same middle school bus, right? And they would bully me on the school bus every single day.
They would just
like verbally make fun of me, like make fun of my like outfits that I was wearing. They would make fun of my hair. They'd make fun of my face, how I looked and everything. And then they would like do this, like on the bus, like I'll be sitting there and they're like push my head. It was just like every single day. Like I got to the point where I hated riding the bus. I wanted my parents to pick me up every day because it was like a nightmare riding on this bus. And it was happening every day and I stayed silent. I just like kept it to myself. And then one day I think I just cried. I cried on the bus one day and I got off the bus and I told they were both like pushing me. This was like the first time I felt like it was like I was watching a movie. I was getting bullied. They're like, oh, what are you going to do, hon? I was being pushed on both ends. Like she was pushing me to him and he was pushing me back to her. Classic bullying that happened outside of the bus. And then I went home and I like cried and I told my brother, right? I didn't tell my parents. I told my brother that I'm getting bullied by these two kids. And my brother knew who that kid was, the boy.
Let's go.
And he knew all his friends too. So he called them and they're like, we're meeting at the park. We're fighting. He brought all his friends.
I just got chills.
And my brother brought all his friends and they all fought at the park because of their bullying me.
Who won?
My brother and his friends. Of course they won.
Thank God.
Oh no. My brother had fucking big dudes. He was friends with big dudes.
Gosh.
Yeah, he called in the army. He called in the squad and they came ready. He brought like their scrawniest dudes.
Steak knives, bats?
No steak knives or bats. It was all fists. It was all
good. Yeah, just raw.
Yeah, I felt so bad because I obviously wasn't in there fighting because I was tiny. I didn't know how to fight.
Right.
But the girl and the guy were both in there fighting. It was so embarrassing. Everybody was fighting except for me.
Did it stop? Did the bullying stop?
What?
Did the bullying stop?
The bullying stopped. They didn't say a word to me after.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
But you know what? One of them did. I wanted to bring this on the podcast. I forgot to say it. So the girl DM'd me on Instagram like a year and a half ago, right?
Recently.
Recently DM'd me. I didn't screenshot. I forgot to. But she recently DM'd me. Oh my God, you remember me from school, blah, blah, blah.
And how do they always forget that they bullied you?
No, they remember.
They always come back like, oh my God, how are you? Do you remember me?
She's bragging like, yeah, I used to bully him. He was a loser.
Yeah.
So wait, how should you respond to that?
I just didn't respond.
Yeah,
I'm not going to respond.
Yeah. But then sometimes though, you just want to go block and then them to be like, what did I do?
No, I think the best way to do it is pretend they don't.
I want them to reflect.
Yeah.
I want them to really think.
No, I want them to see that I saw it and I was like, nah.
Me going to the block bun is they're already winning.
I agree.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. God, I would just love to throw a little, just going, I shouldn't have fucked with him.
But me and my mom and my brother went to a Dolphins game, right? Recently.
Okay.
Recently. And he, we're sitting there.
Oh,
and
this
we're
was watching last the game. Year.
It was last
when
year.
You guys
yeah.
Went, oh,
when
we went. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Walked right in front of me.
No.
So,
way.
And it was crazy because people were like, so there's a few people coming up to me and taking pictures, right? Because it was like in the end of the game. I hate bringing up the situation,
no,
but I have to bring this up.
People
were coming up and taking pictures of me. And then he came up right after and I went in for a picture.
Oh,
he
was in picture mode. So he thought
I was in
it
picture
was somebody...
mode. So I was going in for a picture and he's like, no, hey, remember it's me. And I really took a look and I was like, oh my God. But I kept my composure. I was like, hey, how are you doing? Oh my God. Nice to see you. And then
we damn.
Just, but it was crazy. I can't believe I forgot to bring that up to you guys.
Holy.
Do you wish you would have said something?
No, the thing is, I don't care enough. It's like, but like, I think that interaction,
I
would say something and I would go home and I would think about it all night and regret it. So I'd rather just.
It's good. It's a good interaction because then they are going to their kids. Yeah. They're going to teach them, do not be mean to anybody because you never know. Because
they'll be nice to you later in the long run.
They'll be super famous podcast.
The fact that she's like DMing me asking how I'm doing, she probably regrets it.
Yeah.
And so she's going to teach
her kids. They're going to teach their kids it's not worth it because you don't know what, you don't know what people are going through. You don't know who they're going to be. You know what I mean?
Like, I was going through a lot during that.
But that guy who was like, oh yeah, your boyfriend's name's Matt. Like that whole thing. If I saw him,
would you do it back to him?
No. Well, no. What's
your name again?
My fan. He goes, what's your name? I was like, Matt. He goes, oh, your boyfriend's name's Matt. Your boyfriend's name is Matt. His boyfriend's name is Matt.
No,
that's what you were asking.
I know. I'm saying if you saw him in person, would you do that?
If I saw him, this is my fantasy. I want to run into him at like a local brewery because that's where like you run into people.
And he ended up being gay and has a boyfriend there. And it was him.
I don't know, but I bet he'd be nice. We'd get a beer. We'd chat. We'd catch up. But then after two beers, I'd bring it up and be like, you know what? I just want to let you know that I never forgot that one time you did that.
Would you make it dark though, or would you laugh?
No, in a way, but I would be like forgiving. But I'll be like in a nice way. I'd be like, I just want to let you know,
I never
forgot about that. And I know that we weren't friends.
There's a good way.
But
to
I want to let you know, I really do remember that. And like he'd probably be like, I'm sorry. And I'm like,
man,
I know
we were kids.
And be like, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm living my life. Like, and that didn't affect me, but it did stay with me. And I want to let you know that those types of things, I wouldn't say that part, but I go,
yeah, but
I
saying just, it in that way, it would stick with them.
Yeah. It would stick with him where he'd be like, damn, man, that like,
how crazy would you look if you just like, you saw him on the sidewalk or like in a mall or something, and then you went up to him, tapped him, said that I still remember what you did and then walk away.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. That it's like still in your head. Like you just like, that's the first thing you like brought up.
I don't. Yeah. I
think a big thing though is raising your kids to be able to handle a situation like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like obviously like you're going to like a lot of people deal with bullying in school, but if somebody were to be like, hey, what's your name? Matt, your boyfriend's name is Matt. I'd be like, awesome. Cool.
The thing is that you wouldn't do that. Like as a kid, you wouldn't like, you wouldn't say something, like your brain doesn't process shit like that when someone's bullying you.
Unless you train them to be. Like I know tough sixth graders.
All you got to do, look the bully in the eye and go, suck it. That's all you got to do.
Suck it.
you win. That's it.
Suck it.
Do you want your boyfriend to suck it? Is that it?
But sometimes I would just get, I would get emotional because like that happened to me where I would just like march right into the school. I don't know. There'd be times where I feel like I'd be crazy. I'd go into the school and be like, no, I would like to meet this kid. I just want to talk to him. Like just like so inappropriate. No, let me just talk to him. No, I promise. I just want to talk to him. Just please let me talk to him.
I remember in middle school, me and my brother were on the bus and my parents were driving behind the bus because they had to go somewhere. And they were waving at me and my brother on the bus like this. And the older, the eighth graders were like, your parents are gay. Your parents are gay. And we never heard that word before. So we went home and we were like, what's gay? And of course, my parents were like, it means happy because we were waving. We were doing this. So for like 3 more years,
you told everybody your parents are gay.
Oh, my parents are gay people. They're very gay people.
But like, if your kid like questions you or says something like that, you got to give them the straight up answer.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
Because then they're going to start going around. You know what I mean?
Because like, then we were just using it and we were being offensive.
Right. You got to just be brutally honest. Be like, listen, you can't say this.
Yeah. Right.
Don't do that. That's not nice. That's that's terrible. You can't be like, oh, it means really happy. You know what I mean?
Means
like,
happy.
That's true.
What in the world?
Sometimes you don't want to. You don't want to show the negative side.
Right.
Things to your kids. I did want to talk about something though.
I want to talk about something too. Okay.
Good. Okay. Have you guys been seeing this TikTok controversy going around about this like pink sauce? Are we trying the pink sauce from the bottle?
Wait,
so,
what is it?
Okay, so people are buying this pink sauce from this like TikToker, like her name's like Chef P or something, but she's like a fresh new TikToker, and she like has this pink sauce, and she
sells like jars of her own.
Yeah, so she would talk about the pink sauce, and then she started selling it, and then it like went viral, and people started buying it from her, and it started to become a trend where everybody was buying it to try it on their TikTok, but she was like selling a lot of these pink sauce bottles. But the problem with these bottles is that it was like made with like a milk type thing. And there's nothing on the bottle that says it needs to be refrigerated. It's not like FDA approved. There's the nutritional facts are wrong.
There's a lot of misprints,
a lot of typos,
on it.
Uh-huh. just red flag all over the place. And then everybody found out that like it wasn't FDA approved, and she's selling it to the masses, right? Everybody on TikTok that's seeing it is buying it, which is a huge problem, especially like you can't be buying it from like, but first question is, aren't you supposed to have some sort of license to be selling food like that
to
all around the like country, right?
Yeah, it's for consumption.
So how was she able to even like start doing that?
I mean, you just go, you make a big ass batch of it, bottle it.
It's like when start people sell things on Etsy.
But I thought like when it comes to food products,
she's not doing it.
Yeah. Got it. Do you think she's doing it from her own house, or it's like
she doesn't have a commercial kitchen where she's got like a
What is it? Ketchup and mayo? It's like the secret sauce.
People are saying it tastes like light ranch or something.
Okay.
But the fact that it's made with milk and it's coming in a bag, not refrigerated, and there's no instructions to say it's refrigerated, it needs to be refrigerated. That's disgusting.
That's terrible.
I thought that was. I've never seen anything like that happen, like on TikTok. Like, I think that's so crazy that like a girl made the sauce and she's selling it to them.
Obviously, I don't want to say poor girl. Like, no, she should have done her research. I feel bad that like you had this one product and it was blowing up, and like you weren't fully ready for what was to come.
It's so funny because she went like she did a live and everybody is just like fucking roasting her. She's just like, yeah, I.
Yeah, what's her response? Is she like
she was saying like she was talking about how like what it doesn't need to be FDA approved, like it's just food, but like the F in FDA stands for food and drug.
Shit.
The chef got some heat after an Instagram live session where she appeared not to know that the F in FDA stands for food. What do you mean FDA approved? I don't sell medical products. The pink sauce is not a medical product. The pink sauce don't contribute to your health.
Oh my
God. That's what she said on the live.
Didn't she also say like 440 servings or something like that?
Yeah, 444 servings per
bottle. Yeah. Like it was that.
Just making shit up.
But she probably picked just her angel numbers, 444.
Yeah.
And she probably thought it was cute, like an aesthetic.
But the ingredients were very interesting that made it pink, right? So let me pull up the ingredients real quick in this.
But it says, it doesn't say anywhere about having dairy in it.
Whoa, it's like hot
pink. I don't
think
so.
Pepto-Bismol.
So the ingredients in this are water, sunflower seed oil, raw honey, distilled vinegar, but on the bottle she spelled it vinegar, garlic, pitaya, pink Himalayan sea salt, and less than 2% dried spices, lemon juice, milk, and citric acid.
It sounds good.
It does.
It sounds exotic, yeah. But there's a certain pink fruit that
infamous
she puts in it.
Dipping sauce.
The infamous dipping sauce that everyone is raving about.
Oh, we gotta buy one.
We should buy one. We should try it.
Place an order.
I ain't touching any of that until it is FDA approved.
When I saw
approved.
People like trying on that, it looked disgusting. Like I don't know how people were even like buying it.
I didn't think it'd be that pink. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was not. I was expecting like a really light,
like a reddish secret, orange. Secret sauce.
Thousand Island.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about this building that is like being proposed to be built, I think in Dubai or like Saudi Arabia?
To be the Burj Khalifa?
The line.
The line. Have you seen that?
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Oh, can I pull it up on here real quick?
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. Heath, you're gonna freak out.
The line?
The line.
By the way, I don't like this. Red flags all over the place.
Let me see it.
You got to see this.
Yeah, show it to them.
For too long, humanity has existed within dysfunctional and polluted cities that ignore nature. Now, a revolution in civilization is taking place. Imagine a traditional city and consolidating its footprint, designing to protect and enhance nature. The line will be home to 9 million residents and will be built with a footprint of just 34 square kilometers. And we are designing it to provide a healthier, more sustainable quality of life. The line's communities are organized in 3 dimensions. Residents have access to all their daily needs within 5-minute walk neighborhoods. And the line's infrastructure makes it possible to travel end to end in 20 minutes with no need for cars, resulting in 0 carbon emissions. By leveraging AI technology, services are autonomous, saving you time and effort. Designed by world-leading architects, the line is 500 meters tall, 200 meters wide, 170 kilometers long, and housed within an elegant mirror glass facade. Intelligent solutions create efficiency and year-round temperate microclimate with natural ventilation. Energy and water supplies are 100% renewable. The line is designed as a series of unique communities, offering a wealth of amenities, providing equitable views and immediate access to the surrounding nature.
Ain't that
so? They're getting turning a whole city into a line where it's all stacked up on top of each other, all the way down. But that is I feel like that's such a safety hazard.
It sounds like it's out of like a young adult dystopian novel.
Yeah.
It's like out of Divergent or some shit.
I don't like, that's like being stuck in a giant mall. Like I wouldn't want to be stuck in something like that.
But you can have access to all of your amenities with just in a 5-minute walk from all of it.
It's not for me, but I'm sure people are going to jump on it.
I am
just interesting.
That terrifies me.
That terrifies me too. But it's scary.
Oh yeah. It is.
I honestly don't get it.
What do you mean?
I get the diagram. I get the whole pictures, but I don't understand.
They're doing it because it's more environmentally friendly.
And you can live with an amazing view and everything is like provided you. It's great new amenities. And it's 7 million people who can like live in this, basically this state of luxury, compact luxury.
So now you just have open land all around you, behind you, where the housing and all those neighborhoods would have been.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have
So you're cramming 7 million people into one line.
It's straight out of Blade Runner, man.
It just doesn't make sense. Why would anybody want to do that?
It seems a little too late to. You can have amazing. Like
Mariah's right. There are 7 million people in this world that would want to live in something like that.
Yeah.
I just think it's
it freaks me out, but I want them to build that shit. I need to know
just
to
visit it.
Just
And at the end, like you can go and visit it, like 6-hour flight from anywhere across the world. Like you have an incredible view and everything's there.
The lighting in that place is going to be incredible. Everywhere you turn, there'll never be a dark corner.
It's straight out of Divergent or the Hunger Games or something. How there's also the different sectors and different neighborhoods. Like what's the class divide?
I just don't understand the shape of a line. I don't understand it.
What do you mean? They showed, you didn't see the video of how they would build everything out in a line?
But why not just have like one fucking
circle?
Square? Like one circle?
Because you can cover more distance.
That seems like shit you'd have to repeat and be spread out and do multiple times. If everything is within 5 minutes, you'd have to have a coffee shop every 5 minutes throughout this line. And it would just, that feels insane to me.
Think of it like a
why group. Not? I understand building up if you have one fucking square and you have tall buildings like this, and I get that seems more convenient to me. And you wouldn't even have to travel from line to end to end if you could just...
Yeah, but I bet there's like great restaurants on one side.
I just don't get it.
Nightclubs on one side. It's out of efficiency, is what they're. I'm not advocating for this.
It seems less efficient.
I think he's wondering why it's a long line instead of a big square.
Right.
Because the long line, you're still taking up like
it's still taking up the same amount of space.
I think architecturally, it looks kind of cool that it's a line.
Got it. So I think
because I feel like you feel sequestered if you're in a circle or a square versus a line. You're covering like more distance. There seems like there's an endpoint. There's a place to go, and it's larger than life. If you were just in a huge square in a circle, mentally, like architecturally, I feel like you would feel more. Yeah.
Wait, now that I think about it, if you're walking for 20 minutes, that's like a mile long.
No, it's not. On the train, it would take.
Oh, there's a train
to walk it. It said it would take 40 hours to walk from one end to the other.
Wow. I didn't hear that part.
They literally took one city and then just stretched it across.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking stupid.
It's the same amount of...
I don't understand.
No, it doesn't. I don't like it. I don't think it makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense that it's a...
It's just a different shape, line. but to me, I think they're just trying to be different.
Yeah, I think they're just...
But the amount of land you cover in that small of a strip of a line versus covering an entire cityplex...
Picture this, and then picture it like this is folded.
Exactly.
This is
square. We're only talking about this area instead of all of this.
It's the same amount, though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're still covering the same ground.
Think about if you're building Legos. If you have 20 pieces of Legos, you can go this way 20. You can make a square out of 20.
You can go up 20.
It's the same amount of ground.
Ground,
you know?
It's not the same amount of ground. You're building up.
No, they're building
up. No, we're saying square, but up.
You should have a square footage, man. I'm talking about like the environmental footprint of just a cityplex versus all of this shit that's in one skinny line.
I think they're going to be ripping up and doing construction through that entire length when you could have one little fucking city, which is taking up less actual fucking square footage of the earth.
What is it made of, bamboo?
Paper, everything.
It sounds like...
It's made out of bananas, banana peels. It's compost.
It sounds like hell to live in.
Yeah.
But I want to see that happen.
Oh, that's pretty.
Right. And everybody gets a gorgeous view.
I was kidding, Matt. And if there's a fire in the building, there goes the whole line.
Yeah. I bet they
There goes the whole
it's like,
line.
It's like dynamite. It's
Or if there's a flood, forget it. If that train breaks down, you're fucked. What do you walk 40 hours?
I would lose my mind if I lived in the only there is no going outside. There's no walking around the street. There's no exploring.
Yeah.
And you got fucking dirt behind you.
Did you not see the videos? There's like courtyards and air. What you're thinking in your brain, how like you think you're going to only exist in this one nook and cranny of the entire place, is not what it is.
It's literally a cruise.
This is bigger than Manhattan. Yes.
Oh, it's a cruise. It's a cruise. Yeah, yes. That's
just like a long stretched out cruise for 40.
This to me seems bigger than Manhattan.
I don't think they're saving space. I think they're trying something different.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with being environmentally.
They're not saving space by doing that. That's for fucking sure. Wow, that looks like a giant hotel.
It's basically, I understand the...
It's
the
not saving space.
No, I understand the carbon footprint. You're not going to have cars traveling around the roads. I get that.
Right,
that
makes pollution sense. Is reduced. Yes. Got it.
By a lot.
You hop on the train and you go back and forth on it.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid.
I'm not pro this. Like, I don't think...
I'm just having like a discussion. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Oh, that would drive me sick.
There's nowhere to go. You have nothing to do.
That would looks scary. It looks like an earthquake.
It's like giving me anxiety.
It looks like an earthquake happened. They split it and they were like, let's just start building in the cracks.
Good thing there's no earthquakes in Saudi Arabia. I
totally made that up.
It's $1 trillion. Is that how much it was? Well, I feel like I read that.
You got to hit the lottery.
How about you put that in the lottery? Let somebody win that trillion.
It's 100 miles long. 100 miles. That's just, I think architecturally, that's insane.
She came in a bubble.
She came down in a bubble. Like, look at that. That looks stupid.
It doesn't look stupid. It looks scary.
I think it's a marvel.
I'm going to be the first one there to visit it. I'm visiting that shit.
This is
the moment that gets built, no. I'm flying there.
This is none of my business.
50, but I'm not living in there.
50 years to complete. You better be telling like your grandson, like, you better work on this project and make the line happen.
The line.
Have they already started building it? Oh, it hasn't even been approved, has it?
Wait, are we investing in this or what?
No.
Absolutely
and not. For that reason, I'm out.
How old will we be? We'll be, we're going to be 80.
Yeah.
We ain't going to see it.
I don't think it's happening.
You know what I want to see happen? Sky Cruise.
Fucking yeah. Sky Cruise.
That's what
now
I want to see.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's less efficient than this. This is renewable energy.
I want to soar through the skies, baby.
Nah, that's what we need, baby. That big, big fucking plane.
A wave pool in the airplane in Sky Cruise.
That now that's cool.
Does that not look like the fucking what's that baby airplane show or the
JJ the jet plane? Oh my god, it does.
It looks like a that big is fucking toy plane.
Now that's cool.
I love that. So stupid.
That doesn't take up any space on Earth. It's in the sky.
That's the sky.
So fucking dumb.
Zane, you should make a TikTok like that. That oh.
It looks like a fleshlight.
Ew. Oh my god, look, it's Matt. Look, the green airplane.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Ew.
No, the one
ew,
left.
That is creepy.
Keep going left.
Was Thomas the Train and JJ the Jet Plane, were they friends?
They were cousins. I think they're cousins.
What a sad life. Hey, how are you doing today? Pretty good.
You have no neck.
What were the problems in that show? Like, what were, like,
delays? The worker strikes?
Yeah, not enough grease.
the rail wasn't connected. It was like
wait,
this.
That one's me with my nose up.
Fucking hey.
All right, how long have we been recording?
Oh, what's wrong? Oh, you don't wow. Like you don't like this?
I just want to wrap it up. I'm hungry.
I know.
And I want to we still got to do the hangout.
This is when you know the episode's coming to a close. We're fucking talking about JJ the Jet.
You're not going to get in trouble. I'm hungry. All right, guys. Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee, best coffee in the world. We've got different flavor bags. We've got K-Cups, Cremota.com. We got our new bags that we just released. We've got clothing, hats, mugs, double wall insulation tumblers.
Double wall.
We got it all. The wall, the line.
The line.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get early access to our episodes. You get a bonus high episode every single month. We've got different guests. We had Tana and Brooke on. We've had Susie, Alicia, Remy, a bunch of different people. Make sure to check that out. We do a live Q&A once a month as well. And we also have our private Discord.
We also do the unwind videos where we keep the camera rolling 20 minutes after and we get to talk
like
all the
right
shit
now.
We
we're gonna cut the camera.
Feel bad about it because it is private.
We're going to cut the camera right now, but we're going to still keep recording and hanging out here. So if you want to see those videos as well, that's going to be on our patreon.com/Zane and Heat.
Yeah, watch me film a TikTok. I'm about to film a TikTok.
Oh, we're about to film a TikTok. Right. So see you guys later. Peace out.
Peace.